Single from the record was Found It. What can you tell me about that one?
This song kind of came to be as that OP1 synthesizer, like a portable synthesizer. It's actually like the size of an old pencil case. And I basically made this drum beat on it that was impossible to play on any drum set, pretty much. and I put it through my speakers, and kind of like I mentioned before, that's how I kind of came out with the melody that was going over it. And the premise behind it is basically that I'm a big believer that, you know, we're usually our own biggest enemy, and the biggest thing that stands between us and where we want to get is ourselves. And we can go a lifetime looking for the answer to our challenges and to our problems, and looking for light and happiness and love. And often it's right in front of you the whole time. It was just your kind of attitude upon your life that was basically the big wall to overcome.
What's on the horizon musically for you over the coming months? Do you have a release date set for the new record?
Yes, we're releasing one more single that will be in September, and then the whole album that's titled Bloom is out in October, which I'm very, very excited for because we've had this album ready for over a year, I would say, and it just never really seemed like the right time, and we were putting out one single at a time. And I'm very excited for it to get out so I can, despite my team that I work with, which they're all incredible, I'm excited to move forward and create the next album. Well, they'll certainly want me to focus on this one and tour this album as much as touring is kind of off the table at the moment. Yeah.
Where can we find you on the interwebs to keep track of these new releases and hopefully someday performances?
You can find me on Facebook. It's terrencejack.com, and that's all E's and one R, T-E-R-E-N-C-E, Jack Music, or jack.com. And then on all of the social platforms, it's Terrence Jack Band on all the other ones, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube and everything like that. So that's where you can find me. And I'm always very excited if someone, I do have like LPs and merch and all that kind of stuff. And I took down my online store just because I was kind of trying to lower my overhead as a business because, I'm being unable to tour. I don't have a lot of income on that front, so I kind of lowered my overhead, pulled my like online store down. So if anybody ever wants to reach out to me or just want to like chat music, or if anybody wants albums, I'm really easy to find. You can just email me, and I'd love to chat and get anybody an album or T-shirt or whatever they desire.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your track Bloom. What can you tell me about that one?
Bloom is the it's the title track of the album. This song, it was a song that we improvised on the spot. This was a song that we basically spent about a couple hours, and then we had lunch, went back in, and kept working on it, kind of improvising together with a vocoder. So basically, Daniel Klenner was playing a keyboard, and we ran my vocals through the keyboard. I know this is all quite tech, I guess. But we ran my vocals through the keyboard. It's called a vocoder effect, and we kind of had the song structure. And then I was improvising, writing notes and singing the lyrics as they kind of came out as he was like playing the chords through the progression. And it came out with this really cool effect, which I think was really interesting to me, because the lyrics are very, I guess, close to the heart and like the most vulnerable, probably the most vulnerable on the record. Whilst using a vocoder effect is like kind of almost covering the voice, or like blending the voice into four different voices. It's a very, like, to me, I felt like it was an interesting expression to be able to do that, and using the chordal harmonies of the chords to express the emotion. So it was a really interesting way of doing it. I very much enjoyed it, and I also play the song, and I'm going to release a version of it just on the piano, myself and the piano, acoustic piano, without the vocoder effect. That's going to be released kind of closer to when the album comes out, and I'm going to kind of give the other side of it so people can, if they can't hear all of the lyrics in the recorded version, that, maybe the people that don't like the future as far as effects go and sounds go, and they want to hear something that's a bit more timeless, then I'm going to do that other version in a sort of special release. Yeah.
Awesome. Look forward to hearing that. Terrence, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate everything you do. And yeah, I'm very excited to be on your extensive list of people that you've interviewed, many of them friends and colleagues. So I really respect and appreciate everything that you do.
Sit across the table from my lies and fables, looking right at me, I ain't no changing, we're toe to toe. Opposites can't work without the other, therefore divide, am I still alive, divide and conquer. Hope is love. Open your eyes, see it's plenty too deep, we'll never go blue. They're growing, they're rising, we'll know. But we're growing.